In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, as we look upon this commemoration of holy souls, I find it interesting that in Mexico, this is a celebration, is on the class of a feast. You know how we classify feasts in the church? At the highest, you have the class of solemnity. Of course, there are gradations of solemnity. Solemnity is the Lord Jesus Christ, or even greater than that. Christmas and Easter, all those things which can never be trumped by anything out there, the days of Holy Week, the Sundays of Advent, the Sundays of Lent, no matter what goes on there, no matter how great the feast may be, the church says those things always have to be celebrated above the highest things. Then below that, you'd have the solemnities of particular days of the church, like we have here, St. Anthony's. St. Anthony's can even trump a Sunday. That's how great it is. Then below that, we have various feasts, which are days which we would sing the Gloria. Then below that would be obligatory memorials, where we have to celebrate that thing and we can't do anything else. And then below that are simple commemorations. The church holds All Souls Day to be a simple commemoration. The lowest thing below nothing. And yet, this specific lowest thing below nothing can also trump a Sunday. That's why in a couple years, about 6 years from now, we'll actually be celebrating the Feast of the All Souls on a Sunday. We call that Black Sunday, because it's the day when the priest can wear black. Even though it's such a low thing, it's a really a high thing. Even though it's something so base, it's something that actually the church not only dedicates to us a single day, the entirety of this month is the month of the Holy Souls. A whole month where we meditate upon all souls that need to come to heaven. I remember when I first came here to this parish, there was somebody who will go unnamed who was telling me, "Father, I'm afraid because I don't want to go to purgatory. It sounds like a really bad place. It sounds like a really harsh reality that exists there, and I don't want to have anything to do with that purgatory." But I think that's sad, isn't it? Because what is purgatory? Is there suffering in purgatory? Absolutely. Absolutely there's suffering. Is there suffering in our life today? Absolutely there is. Is there suffering in heaven? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Only in heaven is the place where there is no suffering. Why is there no suffering in heaven when there's suffering in purgatory? Obviously there's suffering in hell. Obviously there's suffering here on earth. Why is there no suffering in heaven? Have you ever thought about that? Why? I'll give you a hint. When I first came here to this parish many, many ages ago in my life, not so long ago in time, what was the thing that I tried to hammer into each of us over and over again? We began so many homilies with this. We said it over and over again. I asked you a question that many of you learned when you were little niños or niñas, when you were little kids. Does anybody remember what that question was? Not the answer, but what was the question? Does anybody know where the question was found? How about that, if you don't remember the question? It was from the Baltimore Catechism, number 6. Does that help? What's the question? So you can say it out loud. Don't be afraid. Why did God make you? That's right. Oh, God, thanks be to God. It's been a long time, I know, but it hasn't been that long. I have more gray hair, but that's a different story. Why did God make you? Why did God make you? That's the reason why. Why did God make you? And what's the answer to that question? God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him where? In this life. Why? So that I can be, even more importantly, happy with him. Happy with him forever in the next life, that is heaven. So what does that tell us about this Feast of All Souls Day? What does it tell us about the fact that there is suffering here on earth? We know it, we experience it. That in hell, there is eternal suffering, right? In purgatory, there's intense suffering, but it's not eternal. And in heaven, there is no suffering. Why are the two things that Baltimore Catechism number 6 in this great blessing that we have in purgatory, what do they have in common? It tells us why there's suffering, you know, everywhere but heaven. Because you weren't made for earth. Because God didn't make you to go to hell. Because God didn't make any of us to spend time in purgatory. What did God make us for? Heaven. And if we want to be even more specific to drive the point home, God made us to be with Him. Brothers and sisters, any place where you spend your life, doesn't matter where it is, doesn't matter how long it is, doesn't matter what state it is, doesn't matter in which one of those places, anywhere you are that is without the fullness of the presence of God the Father, there's going to be suffering there. Because your soul was made just to be with God. That's it. It's as simple as that. Anywhere where there's something in you that resists God, that's suffering. And that's intense suffering. And the suffering of purgatory, like we've spoken about on many, many times before, at many, many funerals, is what? It's the fact that you recognize that you don't love God. And God is pouring out His love for you and trying to re-educate you in that love. Those, one of those vices, one of those sins, one of those things that you hold on to where you're not holding on to God, that's what the suffering is. And God, through His wooing of the burning fire of His own love, is trying to burn away that wickedness that still exists within the soul that has tried to love Him but did so imperfectly in this life. And so they're in purgatory awaiting that perfection. In heaven, there is no suffering. Why? Because you're with God. And you yourself love God. And you yourself do not resist God in any way. For the person of faith, which is you all, for we who have Christian faith, Christian hope, and desiring to have the love which is Christ Himself with burning within our souls, what this should show us is that until you and I fully commend ourselves to the love of God, we are going to have suffering. That's all right. Because Jesus came down from the cross and showed us what suffering was, and that suffering doesn't have the last word, and that suffering isn't eternal, because He kicked the backside of suffering in just 3 days, destroyed it all, redeemed it all, and made it work to the good of those who love Him. If you were there in Mass on Wednesday with our young ones who assisted Mass in Santa Rosa, you would know that, yes, we did also have the Mass of St. Jude, like we had it here on Monday. But we focused on Romans chapter 8, verse 28 with him, which is, for we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. Today, as we pray for these poor souls, many of whom are physically, or rather spiritually, there's a physicality to the Spirit, here present at this Mass, as we pray for them, as we're going to after here to go to bless the graves that you direct us to, the cemetery as a whole, and then each grave individually, as we pray for them to be freed from the suffering that they still endure, where they still resist the love of Christ, in the book of Maccabees, 2 Maccabees, which was the reading right before the one in Spanish that you did, Elisa, it says it is a good and holy thing to pray for the dead. Today you have that opportunity to gain an indulgence for them. Do it. Go to the cemetery and pray for them. You have the same thing tomorrow. You had the same thing yesterday. You'll have the same thing through the 8th. And every day after that, a partial indulgence. These souls can do nothing for themselves. But you can. And I tell you the truth. The souls in purgatory, they can pray for you. And that's the one thing that unites them to the love of God, that helps to lessen their time. Have a devotion to them. And in your struggles and difficulties and the sufferings which you're enduring, they too can have devotion for you. Pray for the souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.